Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Got our tribute to John Harbaugh. Put together by Nolan McGraw coming up at 1:30. John Harbaugh no longer head coach of the Ravens. We know the news. Was fired late yesterday afternoon, so we're getting to that. And then we got Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Get his thoughts on that move. How long is Mike Tomlin secure with the Steelers? Say they lose to Houston at home Monday night in the wild card round of the playoffs. And talk about the other games on this busy first weekend of the NFL postseason. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to TJ in Baltimore. TJ, thanks for holding. What's up?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I don't know if anybody else has called in and said this or if you guys noticed it yourselves, but something really rubbed me the wrong way about Harbaugh's statement that he released through the team last night. There was no mention or thank you or anything to the fans. And over the years, you know, he's made, in my opinion, insulting comments about the fans' knowledge and passion about, you know, Ravens football, about, you know, the guys at the end of the bar comment and the Super Bowl or bust comment earlier this year on the Lounge podcast through the Ravens. And I, in my opinion, like, it just really rubs me in the wrong way. Like, I'm 24. My earliest memories of Ravens football was the Phil Dawson field goal in 07 at home. I was in the stadium that day, and that was a heartbreaking defeat. I've only really ever known Harbaugh coached Ravens teams, and it really seems like he didn't really respect or care about our passion and knowledge and, you know, support of the team. So, in my opinion, good riddance. Like, we needed a fresh voice, not only the players seemingly, but it really seems like, you know, the fans, not only myself, a lot of my friends and family have made similar comments. So, I think everybody just needed a fresh voice and leader for the team, in my opinion.
All right, TJ, appreciate that, and thanks for holding as well. You know, I didn't even think about that.
I saw a couple
lack of
people,
acknowledgement to the fans here. I'm
social media picked it up. Hard to say. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I assigning like intent to that, I think, is a little silly. Like, to sit here and say, oh yeah, he did that out of spite. That was a calculated move to give a middle finger to the fan base. How can you say that confidently? I mean, I think probably more likely that it just was an oversight on his part. You know, you're trying to put together a thank you letter, you're trying to cover all your bases, and you missed one of them. I mean, I'm not pissed off about it. And let's say, okay, maybe he was rubbed the wrong way and not give a middle finger to the fan base, but he didn't like the way the chatter went in the fan base this year.
There were a lot of people calling for him to get fired and are celebrating the fact that he's gone.
How can you? I can't fault him for that. You know, saying nothing is fine. You know, if he was flame throwing the fan base on the way out, I think that would be a reason to push back.
Have him go out guns a-blazing, you know what I mean? But as TJ said, yeah, the guy at the end of the bar.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, they're the people that, you know, spend overpriced for beers and tickets to go watch your product. And then the comment about Super Bowl or bust, people have never won anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you live, you make an honest living, and you're a productive member of society, you're winning.
Right.
You're winning. Doesn't have to be from a football standpoint. So is Dan Marino a loser because he never won a Super Bowl, never won a national championship in college? What are you talking about? All right, let's get back to the phones. Now you got me running hot to some level. Let's go to, I can't keep up a lot of, Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Bob Nolan, what's up?
How you doing, dude?
Hey, man, we talked yesterday. We were just talking about this, how it was going to have to come from Bashotti. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The funny part is the national media is so disingenuous, man. John Harbaugh was fired for underachieving, and instead of talking about that, we got to hear how many teams in suit of him. His agent leaked. He got seven teams interested, and the president tweeting, give John Harbaugh a job. Instead of focusing on the fact that his teams blew more fourth-quarter leads than anybody in the whole NFL, his teams are never prepared. They look uncoached. They lead the NFL with penalties and false starts and all types of stuff like that. He let the coordinators call all the shots, even to the team's detriment. Like when he see Derrick Henry should be back out there, he just go with the flow and let Todd Monken run amok. He wouldn't make the switch from Zach. He kept him out there even though he was drowning. You know, somebody had to go down with the ship, and it had to be the captain. I don't understand what the problem is. But what we should be talking about, who should be the next head coach of the Ravens? You know, that's got to be the most sought-after job in the whole NFL. You got a two-time MVP who's still in his prime. You got Derrick Henry. You got
All-pro safety. Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah, you got all these different pieces, and we got to keep hearing how, oh, did the Ravens make a mistake? Everybody wants John Harbaugh. That's like your old girlfriend you done with, and she want to tell you how many guys keep trying to take her out on a date. You don't care no more. You don't want to. So my whole point is, who cares about where Harbaugh lands? That's not my concern any longer. I'm looking forward to who's going to come in here and take the Ravens where they need to go. We got Shaq and Kobe. Who's going to be our Phil Jackson to take us over the top? Who's going to take us over the top like Phil Jackson did, Michael Jordan, and Scottie Pippen? That's what I'm interested in. Not the guy that couldn't get it done and got showed the door. I mean, to me, it's just crazy. But that's what the media is trying to run with. Oh, everybody wants Harbaugh. Well, good for them. But it's time to move on. I'm looking forward to the future, and I can't wait to see what we're going to do with our jerseys, because we put in for the new jerseys. We're supposed to see them this year. So go Ravens. I'm happy it happened. Happy birthday to Lamar. Coach Harbaugh, salute for what you did for us, but it was time to move on.
All right, that's all, Jason. I got. Thank you, man. Ravens are getting new jerseys? I didn't know. Oh,
it's news to me.
Huh.
I'm excited to see them if that's the case.
Sure. There's only so much you can do with purple.
Yeah, but well, when it comes to the Ravens uniforms, adding a new one to the mix, sure, all about it, but don't change the current rotation or anything.
All right, getting to his point real quick, and then we got to get Ryan Wilson in here from CBSSports.com. Is the national media kind of overplaying Harbaugh in regards to being the hottest commodity among the head coaching candidates, assuming he wants a job, and his agent put it out there? Every team in the league has contacted him about vacancies, including some secret teams that haven't even fired their coaches yet.
I mean, he is the top candidate. How can you argue against that? Now, to Jason's point, where it's like you get tired of hearing it, or more so the people that were holding on, like the Dungies of the world. Josina Anderson earlier this week, very confusing set of tweets, in my opinion, going back and forth with Ravens fans trying to tell us, like, we haven't watched this team every game for the last.
That's another annoying thing.
She's a...
A lot of the national media.
She's out there.
Dan Orlovsky probably watched every play of the Ravens games this year, but a lot of the yapping heads on the national shows, they probably only watch them when they're on national television.
Right.
And telling people who watch every second of the game what they're missing
Right. Nah, did you watch the Houston Texans game in its entirety? The bleep out of here.
I don't think Josina knows what she's talking about.
Okay. But well, I didn't read it, so I don't know.
It's going back and forth. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing as Dungy. It's like, you know, he's accomplished all this stuff. Grass isn't always greener, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, then the news comes out last night that, you know, oh, Harbaugh's already had seven teams reach out about, you know, interested in interviewing her, him. And she tweets out, chess, not checkers. What does that even mean? I know what that means by itself. Sure. Chess, not checker. Well, how does that apply here? You're just saying things to say. Go to break. I can't do this.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. He'll be joining us next. Talk about the end of John Harbaugh's tenure in Baltimore. And Ryan's a Steeler fan. Is he a guy that was secretly hoping that Tyler Loop would have made that field goal?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now from CBSSports.com. Talk about that and the upcoming playoffs. Remember, there's still a Super Bowl to be won by teams that aren't Baltimore. But let's bring him in. He's our buddy and yours, Ryan Wilson. First of all, Ryan, belated Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. How you doing?
Good. And let's be honest. Tyler Loop's lining up for that 44-yard field goal, right? And for those new to the program, Ryan's a Steelers fan. But he's a rational one. He doesn't come on here and rub it in our faces. But Loop's lining up for the field goal. Were you hoping he made it or missed it? Because you know where I'm going with this one. Because, you know, if he makes the field goal, are Steeler fans hoping that Mike Tomlin would have got the same fate that John Harbaugh did? And if they lose to Houston, could that reality still be there for him?
Right, yeah. No, that's right. The Ravens fans and Steelers fans appear to be at a similar place in their journey with their veteran head coaches. I fully expected Tyler Loop to make it. I don't think he had missed a kick under 50 all year. He hadn't been put in a pressure situation, so maybe that played a role. And, you know, it's Chris Boswell missed the PAT and the prior drive, which is very uncharacteristic as well. I had no expectations for the Steelers pulling that thing out. And, you know, the fact that the fourth down conversion to Isaiah Likely felt like it was all arrows pointing in the direction of Baltimore pulling that thing out. So, but I'm with you. I was fully bracing for after that game had the Steelers lost in the fashion they did. And I think you could argue fairly they probably outplayed the Ravens much of that game, that Mike Tomlin was going to have to answer similar questions. I don't think, even despite all the noise, I don't think Tomlin was going anywhere by virtue of the ownership pushing him out. It would have been on his terms. And it sounds like Harbaugh had every expectation to return as well. I don't think it was the Tyler Loop thing that sealed the deal. It felt like it was some other things as dominoes fell, including keeping some coordinators, so on and so forth. But I was shocked when I saw it yesterday because I fully expected him to be back.
Speaking of Loop, what's your opinion on moving on from a kicker, just in general, like the timing of it? Is it, you know, when you have that dramatic of a finish, that big of a miss and all the weight that came with it, is that something you're saying, well, it might recover from this, but it'll always be there. It'll always be a mental thing for him. And also the fact that, I mean, the Ravens did use a draft pick on him, so they spent some draft capital. Their history suggests that they usually like to give those guys a little more runway, but kicker's always a little different. What's your take on that?
I felt terrible for the young man, and I would, based on everything that we saw prior to that kick, I would feel comfortable bringing him back. And sometimes you miss, and sometimes the timing really, really stinks. I mean, the other side of that conversation, Nolan, is are you cutting Chris Boswell because he honked an extra point, even though you know how reliable he's been over the last decade? So I think it would be unfair. And look, the NFL is as unfair a situation as you can find, no matter where you are on the org chart, unless you're the owner. I think it would be unfair to sort of cut bait from Tyler Loop based on that, literally that singular play. Are you cutting Derrick Henry after the fumble early in the season? And, you know, you can go down the list. Are you cutting Lamar because he refuses to stay healthy? And I'm not saying it's intentional, but it's just sort of trying to get to the logical conclusion of the argument of putting all this on Tyler Loop. I don't think it's on him. I'm sure he feels terrible in terms of them losing that game. Like I said, I thought the Steelers defense or the Steelers outplayed the Ravens all told, and especially after Kyle Hamilton left early in the second half, that seemed to be the switch that flipped in terms of change of the momentum of how things ended.
Talk about some of these wild card games. Matchup that's got my eye, San Francisco, Philly. And I know it's being played in Philadelphia, tough place to play. These teams have had some pretty epic battles in recent history in the playoffs. But Eagles being favored by 4.5 was a little bit of a surprise to me because you look at the entire season, San Francisco, to me, a little more battle-tested, didn't look good in their finale, but still, like, I don't know, the Eagles looked pretty lost for most of the year. Is it a recency bias thing, or would you lean towards Philly? What's your take?
I'm with you, Nolan. I sort of like San Francisco, and you could argue, I don't even know if it's a tough argument, Brock Purdy has been a better quarterback this year than Jalen Hurts. Jalen hasn't been at his level best this season from start to finish, but to your larger point, that feels like the Eagles in general, especially on offense, where they've sputtered now that Kellen Moore is in New Orleans. The defense has been pretty good when it's healthy. I the only issue I have with the 49ers, and this stat blew me away, you talked about the Week 18 loss to Seattle. When Kyle Shanahan is trailing by 7 or more in the fourth quarter, I think they're 1 in something, and the something is double digits and pretty high double digits. That, to me, was surprising and a little concerning. But I think that offense is so efficient, and I think the defense has overcome so much, even with the loss of Bosa and Fred Warner, who's going to try to come back so they make it to the championship game. But this game should be closer, it feels like, on paper, and I would not be shocked, given the way that both these teams have played this year, if the 49ers found a way to win. I mean, they were literally one game from being the number one seed, and everyone and their brother on that roster has been hurt at some point or still is hurt. So I think that's a testament to how good that roster was put together, how well Mac Jones played in place of Brock Purdy early on, and how good a job Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh have done on both sides of the ball.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, last thing for you. You mentioned number one seeds, Denver in the AFC, Seattle in the NFC. Which of the number one seeds, if either one, is least likely to make it to the conference championship game? Opponent to be determined, of course.
Look, man, I am still not sold on this Denver situation. It feels a little bit, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, like the old school Ravens teams with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, where the offense was just sort of trailing behind the defense while the defense did the heavy lifting. This defense in Denver is fantastic, but I don't know if Bo Nix is yet that guy. The running game has been spotty. They do have some players, some playmakers on offense. But let's see. I got to do the math here. Whoever they face in the second round, if Pittsburgh wins, then Pittsburgh goes to Denver, and they maybe win that game. But any other team they have to face, I'm not sold that Bo Nix has what it takes over four quarters if that defense isn't playing lights out to get Denver to the finish line.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
There's Ryan, everybody. Next Woman Crush Wednesday, of course. When we come back, tribute to John Harbaugh, as put together by Nolan McGraw. If we have time, we'll get a phone call in or two. Got Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock, followed by Maryland Hoops. Maryland hosts Indiana. Our coverage starts at 5:30 here on the...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But Nolan, you had it was a labor of love, shall we say, together a remembrance of old Harbsy there.
I put way too much time into scouring old press conferences to not love this. So, yeah, this was a bit of a labor of love, if you will. We're going to do a tribute to Harbaugh here and, you know, pick up some old audio. And I like to call this the four faces of Harbaugh, the four different versions of Harbaugh. I mean, there's more, but these are the ones that came to mind. And we got to start with a good one. You know, butter you up a little bit, then we'll get to the negative. And when I think of the positive with John Harbaugh, the on-field accomplishments, sure, but his press conference-wise, always willing to give credit when someone asked a good question.
I think that's always the question. It's a great question, Jonas. It's a hard thing to judge because there's no way to know the answer to that. You know, it's a great question.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. It always gets asked.
That's really a good question. You know, I haven't thought about that. That's a really good question, probably. Yeah, it's a good question. I think the progress, you know, you make from one week to the next.
All right, I'm going to assume that most of those press conferences were after victories.
Well, that's where the sifting got a little easier. Just immediately eliminate all the losses and let's go right to the good. Right. We can get to the bad in a second. But, I mean, Harbaugh's press conferences, we said it here. You mentioned the message gets stale and everything. And look, you're with somebody for 18 years. We've heard a couple relationship, marriage analogies. Just on the surface, what, less than half marriages make it to 18 years in general. So if you look at it in that aspect, pretty impressive. You know, you're listening out there. You've been with your wife, your significant other for a long time. You love them. You get tired of hearing the way they speak sometimes, or the way that their brain works sometimes. You get a little annoyed. It's no different here.
It works both ways, by the way.
Yes. That's the whole point of this. I mean, that's why you put up with my faults, I'll put up with yours, and we'll make something happen here. But we start with the good, and when I think of the good of Harbaugh, I think of him after wins, giving long answers, being willing to talk about what his team did. You could get on him for never putting his hand up and saying, I'm taking the blame for the loss. But at the same time, he never stood up there and was like, yeah, look at me. Look at all the preparation I did. It was always about the team.
Yeah. And in that montage you just played, always mentions the person asking the question, for the most part, by name.
Yeah, I tried to find more. We heard the Jonas one.
Yeah.
I tried to find a couple more where he said the name. But for the most part, is
I know I definitely know there's some Colemans out there because Jerry has played those a bazillion times. Now let's move on to the next phase of our Harb's tree.
The good to the not so good. I'll call this testy Harbaugh. And we have a few different sound clips here. One, someone from the national media, Melissa Stark, sideline reporter for NBC. Well, this was from the Bengals playoff game, I believe, in 2022, the Tyler Huntley game.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And well, let's just take a listen here.
Think about that last penalty.
Well, I didn't like the last penalty.
And so what will you tell your guys defensively?
We'll be fine. Our guys will be fine. It's going to be a hard-fought game out here. We're going to play a good game.
And Tyler Huntley with that interception, you said we might see Anthony Brown. What will that take?
We'll just see how the game goes, okay? Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Get away from me. Get
out. Hey, in that situation or any other, I'm with him 100%. You're in a playoff game. You're about to maybe pull a stunner winning in Cincinnati. Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
How are you going to, as a fan, do you really give two craps what he's going to say in that situation? He's in the heat of the moment. He's on the road. He's already up against it. Well, what are you going to do? How do you feel? It's like, get the bleep away from me. So, I think they're pointless interviews, with all due respect to Melissa Stark and everyone else who does that for a living, because it is a thankless job. Mm-hmm. They understand what they're about to get into, depending on the circumstances of the game. I mean, Mike Tomlin didn't look too happy on Sunday night when they were interviewing him between quarters or whatever it was. But to your point, if the Ravens were up 21-0, he probably would have been a little more accommodating in that situation.
Right. Timing is everything. Yeah. It's certainly not as bad as like Greg Popovich's infamous moments getting interviewed mid-game where he's like, dude, just let me get back to coaching.
Correct.
And even what we've seen in baseball in the playoffs, I know that drives you crazy, where you're trying to talk to these guys
in the middle of an inning. I hate it. Words cannot describe how much I hate that.
Even in the middle of innings changing over, you got a minute and a half, if that. Maybe a little more in the playoffs. I mean, that's no time. I mean, these guys are always talking, always wheeling
and dealing. And it's usually mindless nonsense, too. One infamous Harb's in-game or post-game, whatever, was a preseason game. I can't remember the opponent. But Brent Harris, our buddy, was interviewing John Harbaugh and was asking some pointed questions. I don't think anything out of the ordinary. I think you could probably YouTube it. John Harbaugh looked like he wanted to kick Brent Harris's ass right there on television. Gave him a look that only someone with great hate in their heart would give someone. I'm overreacting much? It's a friggin' preseason game, dude.
We start mild. This one will turn up the heat a little bit more on the testiness meter.
Yeah.
This next one, a response from a question from Jeff Zeribic.
You guys obviously evaluate everything. Are you seeing the necessary progress that you want to see from that group as a whole going forward?
Yeah, I am. I mean, is it more to the question or is it just a general question like that?
That's a little more Popovich territory there. The short answer, say yes, give a chance to move on, but then hopping in at the end with, well, you got more? You got a real question for me? And from Jeff, of all people.
Who's there, I mean, all the time.
Come on. And by the way, the question was about the O-line. So no wonder he got testy, because it was yet another question. Why aren't you making changes?
Right.
We're playing the best five guys. But what really set him off this year, and in turn made me get very ticked off with Harbaugh, was all this injury nonsense from earlier this year. The Ravens had a long, long list of injuries, and the media, it is the job to ask for updates,
sure,
try to get information. It's the coach's job to divulge what they want or don't want. So by no means am I saying he has to give us everything, but this is what happened earlier this year being asked about injuries.
The injury reports, it's really all those guys. I mean, we could sit here and you could ask me about every single guy, and it's a fairly long list. You know, who's got time for that? So you'll see who practices and who didn't. And
you have been asked about Wiggins. Is he in that week-to-week or range too?
Well, we just wait and see tomorrow, and you'll know more then. How about that?
Day to day with him.
How about I just don't say anything? Okay. That's what I would do. I just
don't want to take anything out of
it. Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone, and we'll just... The injury report will be out at 4.
I like that Jameson was the one that set it over the edge there.
Yeah.
Jeff was maybe pushing it a little bit, and he gave him the stern, we're done with this. I said we're done, and then Jameson went for one more. It was like, no, you're getting the avalanche now.
Yeah, that wasn't a great question.
No.
And that was Chad Steele, I believe. The injury report comes out of 4.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like that's going to make everyone feel better. I don't know.
Hey, the media, especially the beat writers, they're a conduit to the fans. And they're just asking the questions that if Alex had access to John Harbaugh, he would be asking, what's up with your injury report?
The third version of John Harbaugh, and this is a big one, and by no means are we, getting heavy-handed with making fun of this, but it's religious Harbs. When you think of John Harbaugh, he wears it on his sleeve. He's very open about it. It's not something that I don't think he would shy away from. It was a part of his departure note that he released last night. But there's so many examples that I could pick from here of him almost like he was preaching on a Sunday morning after a win. But this one stood out to me from a couple years back, that crazy win over the Rams, overtime, Tylan Wallace's return. Happened to be in December, and Harbaugh went this direction.
There are moments in life, and this is your time, all right? 500 years from now, none of us are going to be around. 500 years from now, none of us were here. So we're given this time with these people in this place for a purpose. And there's December, and the time is December. And December football has a meaning to it. It's also the Advent season. Advent comes from the Latin adventos, which means anticipation and preparation for an amazing event, which is the coming of our Savior. And celebrating the Christ, all right? The good news that changes the world. And I think our guys showed an amazing display of December football. So I was talking into the phones to myself, shut the deal off so nobody could hear me. And I just kind of said, well, there's nothing you can do right now, you know? I guess I was talking to God.
It was fast. I went really fast
in my own mind, right? I jumped around. Then I lost my headset and everything. And then I think God probably reminded me. I got the Holy Spirit, maybe something. It was a small, still voice in my head. Said, you got to go shake hands with Sean, who was my friend.
Yeah. He needed a reminder from above to go shake hands with the opposing coach. I don't know.
Because God just screwed Sean McVay over.
I tread lightly here with this one because I can already see it now. People, what are you crapping on religion for?
I believe in God.
It's not that
100%.
We're just having fun here.
Right.
I said, he wears it on his sleeve. It was always a part of his press conferences. It was always a part of his personality. And to me, that one, it stood out. The Advent thing, I always got a kick out of that when he could insert that into any December press conference that he could.
What do you say? It was Latin?
Adventos. You know that. Come on, Bob. As we know from
English.
The Latin.
much less Latin. And look, you say 500 years? Really?
Well, we're not going to be here.
You don't think? 500 years from now, you think the NFL could get a replay system that correctly gets the calls right?
Well, God should call down and say that was PI.
Yeah.
You know? But go shake hands. What are you doing, Harbaugh? Last version of Harbaugh here. Was running out of time. And this is the one that probably played the biggest part in his downfall. And again, we'll go from mild to scorching hot here, starting with Harbaugh's obsession with the longstanding preseason win streak, only to be ended in a loss to the Commanders a couple years back. But this spanned, God, what, 4, 5, 6 years
where they were winning,
and every year it gained more traction and more steam. The Ravens don't lose in the preseason. And to be fair, no other team had really done it, so I guess on the surface, but Harbaugh being the mighty men, puff your chest out, football-loving guy that he is, this is what he had to say after losing to the Commanders in the preseason.
People want to write about some of you in here, say they don't mean anything, because you never played the game. You never were out there in a preseason game. You never were fighting for a spot on the field. And yet you have the audacity to say that the effort that somebody puts into that to win and fight and win a game like that is meaningless. Tell me that was meaningless out there, what you just saw. If you like football, is that a meaningless football game?
Well, it wasn't meaningless for the Commanders. They were dancing around like they just won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So maybe he does have a point. But make no mistake, the only reason he's answering that question the way he did there is because they lost the game. And he's bent that they lost a preseason game, for God's sake. Look, it's team sports, it's competition. The goal is to win. Whether the game is exhibition or the playoffs, the super, it doesn't matter. The goal is to win. I get that. But he's only popping off there going to you people did this because you lost. Had they won that game and you're like, hey, now it's 7 years in a row, what do you say? I don't have to get into that.
Not that big a deal. And I think you mentioned bent. He got bent because, as you pointed out, the Commanders are celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a little irked at them getting overly enthusiastic over a preseason football game.
Next one here, maybe his most infamous comment. We heard it from a caller earlier, but if you were down on this Ravens team and you happened to frequent a local watering hole, Harbaugh wants nothing to do with you.
I mean, you guys can talk about all that, and I respect that. You know, I love the fans talking about everything they can talk about. We're together, man. We're a team. We're in here. You know, as Coach Belichick said, we're on to Atlanta. We're on to Atlanta. And all the you know, end of the bar talk conversation is for the people sitting at the end of the bar.
We're still talking about that quote here couple of years later.
Yeah.
I mean, it talked about the caller that mentioned it earlier. I mean, that's going to stick in the minds of people for even after he's gone. And it's unfortunate because in 18 years, I would say there's been clearly more good than bad. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. But when there was bad or there was these moments where he's getting testy or condescending, those carried more weight. They stood out a little bit more. And in this one here, a direct shot at the fans. Yeah, I can see why people were pissed off about that. And again, it goes back to the whole, you feel like you're above the fans because you're there or your opinion matters more. Okay, does it technically? Yeah, we can all acknowledge that, but it doesn't mean you immediately dump and discredit on the fan base. We're pissed off because we care. Would you rather we not show up to the games, not spend money on this team, and just be an apathetic fan base? A lot of those in the NFL, teams that have no hope whatsoever. We're angry because we expect a Super Bowl. That's as simple as that. And that leads me to the last one. We're going overtime.
We must get a break in here now.
But this, I don't care. Screw clock integrity.
Okay.
This is the last one.
I'm just along for the ride.
We got to play this.
By the way, where the hell does Harb sit when he goes to the bar? In the middle?
I don't know.
Maybe what is the end of the bar?
He gets a private table.
I mean, if it's a circle, there is no end of the bar. It's a bar.
He's a bottle service guy.
Oh, gotcha.
But the last one here, Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, yeah.
We all said it.
This
it was Super Bowl
one.
Or bust this year for the Ravens, but John Harbaugh, not so much.
Garbage about do or die or about
garbage.
more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion.
Oh.
The reason I saved this for last.
Yes.
One, it's the most recent. It stands out. But to me, that was an early warning sign for where this year went. Now, by no means is Derrick Henry fumbling against the Bills a product of John Harbaugh saying it's not Super Bowl or bust. But you're the head coach. You're a guy who everyone for years has said your greatest strength is a culture setter. You're a guy that, you know, fosters a good culture. This, to me, was the antithesis of that. Running from expectations, trying to hide from expectations. Because we said it at the time, deep down, that was him being a little insecure, feeling the pressure himself and not wanting to assign it to his own team. And again, is that the reason he got fired? No. Is it really even the biggest deal this year? No. But for that to be said, heading into the year, when everyone was on top of the world, for him to be the coach of this team and throw cold water on it, not just downplay it, but to, again, go condescending that you've never won anything.
Sure.
How can you say that? It was ridiculous then. It's even more ridiculous in hindsight.
It's fake. It's phony and all this nonsense. Well, I will say this. Great job, Nolan, by the way. Since you didn't get to the Super Bowl, I will go with a bust.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.